Hi there. The word for today is be teachable. In Jeremiah 42, verse 3, we read, that the Lord may show us the way in which we should walk and the thing we should do. Let me tell you about an experiment that was held. 12 bees were placed in a jar in a darkened room. A light was beamed onto the bottom of the jar and then the lid removed. Instinctively, the bees flew toward the light and couldn't escape. So they died trying to buzz their way through the bottom of the jar. Next, the researchers took 12 common houseflies and repeated the same experiment. Within seconds, the flies had found their way out of the jar and into freedom. Now, bees are actually more intelligent than flies, and their survival instincts are better. Yet, it was those very instincts that doomed the bees. There's a lesson here. You may be very intelligent, yet your preconceived notions can doom you to failure in life. Assumptions, rigidity, force of habit can keep you doing things that don't work and make no sense. Christian psychologist Dr. James Dobson says, and I quote, "Until 1992, I wrote books with pencils and yellow pads. I did that for years after word processors were available. The 20th century was almost over before I decided to join it." Why? He was afraid he couldn't cope with that technology and the changes. Are you that way? Are you afraid to abandon an old belief system or learn a new skill or tackle a new project? They say, and it's true, when you're finished learning, you're finished, period. The only real limitations in life are those we place on ourselves by refusing to learn. Listen to these scriptures. Proverbs 9, verse 9. "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." Proverbs 18, verse 15. "The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." So, don't let your fears and your preconceived ideas keep you from growing, okay? The word for you today is be teachable.